That is the sound of a Morning Playhouse flush, the four-man Friday. 194, 628 in the morning. So you would think if you're really good friends with somebody, you should be able to tell them anything, right?
Yes.
In theory, that would be true. That doesn't change the fact that the new survey says over 80% of people say that they wish there's something that they could tell their friend completely anonymously. They have something they really think their friend should know, but they don't want to be the person that tells them this. Most common things do include, ironically, we actually had somebody on the show that wanted to do this yesterday, telling them something about their physical appearance. Maybe they feel like they have lost too much weight or have gained too much weight, something like that. That is tied with relationship things. Wanting to tell them, I think the person that you're with is no good for you. Because if all they are is all smitten kitten over this person, and you're looking at it and you're like, this person's garbage, they're dating just a piece of trash. You want to tell your friend that, but you can't tell your friend that. And that would be the types of things you wish you could tell your friend very anonymously. Do you have a friend that you wish you could tell something to, but not be the person that does it?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say it for years. Essentially, I want someone to tell her she's not as hot as she thinks that she is. And posting all these like photos online is not going to make yourself any hotter. And she quit her job to be a model.
Instagram model?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, she only has 1,000 followers, so not super great. And someone needs to be like, listen, you're almost 30. It's time for you to get a real job. It's time for you to actually pay bills and stop taking filtered photos on social media.
So someone just needs to bring her back to reality.
Essentially, she got liposuction like a few years ago and got really skinny. And so she definitely looks like she's pretty, but she's not as hot as she thinks she is. You know what I mean? Like, she thinks that she can be famous off of herself.
But it's not working.
And she's not quite that good looking. Just not really there. Do you have a friend where you wish you could tell them something totally anonymously, not be tied back to in any way, Amy Kay?
I mean, there's so many things I want to tell my friends. There's one girl I want to tell her not to marry her fiance. I have another friend who, and she has, I don't know if she knows, but I feel like she has a mustache. And I don't know how to nicely tell her, you should wax that. Maybe she doesn't know. Because sometimes, like, you'll get random hairs, like, on a chin or I don't know. And, like, I would appreciate if someone would point that out. And then I would go take care of it. She has a mustache. I have another friend. Her house smells like cat pee, and I don't know if she's nose blind to it.
Oh, it is totally what it is. People just, they're around it all the time. So they, as the Febreze folks would say, she's nose blind to
That's
it.
That's what I think. There's just friends that I need to tell them things to.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should give them the Pretty Little Liars.
What's that?
What you do is you put this information in an envelope and you seal it with a red A. And they'll never figure out who it's
my
from.
My name starts with an A. That seems very... red. I have red hair. This seems like the most obvious way to get caught.
They'll never figure it out. They'd have to really put two and two together there.
Whose name starts with an A? Oh, probably my friend Amy.
Listen,
and she has red hair, and there's a red A on this.
It's been a while since I watched it, but I'm pretty sure it took them several seasons to figure out who A is in Pretty Little Liars.
All I need to do, I think, if I really want to let it know, I'm going to take a line from Jersey Shore and just type them an email.
And you're not going to sign it with an A?
I think I'm going to leave that out.
Dang it. I was so excited to give them the Pretty Little Liars. Oh, what's something you wish you could anonymously tell your friend?
Okay, I wish I could anonymously tell my friend to stop complaining about their job every second of every day. It's all we ever talk about, and I'm a person who thinks most people should be just, grateful to have a job these days.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. So it's always kind of tough to listen to somebody just go, like, word vomit, complain about work, What is something you wish you could tell your friends, but it was totally anonymous so that they got the message, but it wasn't necessarily from you? 237, it's text 35270, 6:32 in the morning. This felt appropriate after Jamie's story.
When Jason's on the
Flush the Format Friday. 194 Playhouse. Now, you would think if you're great friends with somebody that you would be able to tell them anything. But we're reading something today that tells us that over 80% of us, in fact, have some bit of information that we really wish we could deliver to our friend anonymously. We don't want to be tied to it at all. What are we seeing come in?
Yeah, somebody said, I want to tell my friend that her dad is the sexiest man I've ever seen in my life, and I wanted to hook up with him for 4 years. Someone else would like to tell my coworker that he's being used and abused and that they're planning on firing him in 3 months when we change over management. However, I can't do it. I do have a big crush on him. I'd also probably like to tell him that.
Maybe tell him. Love in there.
You know, you're probably going to lose your job, but I will date you.
You're gaining a love.
Yeah. I think, though, she should just confess her crush first, start dating him, then release the info about the job.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's a shame there's not a classy radio outfit that does a segment called Confess Your Crush. You could do it on the show. Oh, my God, you could do it on this show.
Yes.
We're that classy radio outfit. We do that. Let's do. Can have your people call our people. It's easy because we're our own people. We're really easy to find.
Right.
So what's that thing you want to tell your friend anonymously?
I wish I could anonymously tell my friend to stop posting lovey-dovey notes to her significant other all over Facebook all the time. Not everybody needs to see that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do that. That is the especially around Valentine's Day, the social media love vomit. It is prevalent. I'd rather see that on Facebook than political rants.
But at this, I think like over Valentine's Day, those types of things, you should get a pass because everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it always.
Not everybody. I didn't get what I...
Did you post one about your husband?
No, but that's not the thing. I post stuff about him all the time.
Hey, do you hear that?
I wanted him to post one.
Do you hear that?
What?
It is the world's tiniest violin playing for you. You hear that? Oh, God. So he really didn't post about you after all that rant and a raving about it.
No, and this, you guys, this is so... I bet you he will. We'll be talking in 5 years from now, and you'll be asking the same thing. What do you want for Valentine's Day? And I'll tell you the exact same thing, and I'll also tell you I never got it.
Best part of that story is we make it 5 more years.
Yeah.
5 more years. 5 more years. Love Doctor's not too far on the show. Your Flush the Format Friday picks all morning long. On Deck, Derulo, Eve 6, Good Charlotte, Ace of Base, 2 Unlimited, Notorious B.I.G., and Britney Spears again, all on the way in a Flush the Format Friday. And stupid stories in less than 10 minutes. Imagine using an outhouse, which is already unpleasant, and then something bites you in the butt. You'll never guess what bit this woman in the behind that on the way.
Yeah. Say my name.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Just one I like.
On Y94.